Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 27, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Nexiguran zilclemeran gene editing in hereditary ATTR with polyneuropathy. This study investigates nexiguran zilclemeran, a CRISPR-Cas9 based therapy designed to reduce serum transthyretin levels by selectively inactivating the TTR gene in patients with hereditary transthyretin amyloidosis with polyneuropathy. The therapy aims to address the underlying cause of the disease by preventing the misfolding and deposition of transthyretin protein in peripheral nerves. This is an investigational therapy. Article number 2. Diagnostic accuracy of late gadolinium enhancement cardiac MRI for coronary artery disease in patients with reduced left ventricular ejection fraction. This study evaluated the diagnostic accuracy of rest cardiac MRI with late gadolinium enhancement for predicting significant coronary artery disease in patients with reduced left ventricular ejection fraction. Results indicate that rest late gadolinium enhancement cardiac MRI can reliably detect significant coronary artery disease in this patient population, aiding in therapeutic decisions such as medical management, device implantation, and revascularization. The finding supports incorporating late gadolinium enhancement cardiac MRI into the diagnostic workup for patients with reduced left ventricular ejection fraction suspected of having coronary artery disease. Article number 3. Prognostic impact of neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio in patients with and without diabetes mellitus undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. This retrospective analysis evaluated the prognostic role of the neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio in patients with and without diabetes mellitus undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. The study found that elevated neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio was associated with adverse cardiovascular outcomes in both diabetic and non-diabetic patients post-percutaneous coronary intervention. The neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio serves as a valuable marker of systemic inflammation and risk stratification in patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention, regardless of diabetes status. Article number 4. The role of lipoprotein A in cardiovascular risk stratification, integrating low-density lipoprotein cholesterol and polygenic risk scores. This study of over 346,000 UK Biobank participants investigated the interaction between lipoprotein A, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and polygenic risk score in atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The research demonstrated that elevated lipoprotein A significantly increases cardiovascular risk, even in individuals with well-managed low-density lipoprotein cholesterol and after accounting for polygenic risk. These findings emphasize the importance of measuring lipoprotein A levels for comprehensive cardiovascular risk stratification. Article number 5. Optimal intravascular ultrasound-guided percutaneous coronary intervention in patients with left main coronary artery disease. The OPTIV U.S. Complex PCI Study, LMCA Cohort. This prospective, multicenter, single-arm trial, OPTIV U.S. Complex PCI, evaluated the impact of optimal intravascular ultrasound-guided left main coronary artery percutaneous coronary intervention on clinical outcomes. The study, involving 902 patients, demonstrated that targeting pre-specified intravascular ultrasound criteria, such as minimal stent area, during left main coronary artery percutaneous coronary intervention leads to favorable clinical outcomes. The data support the use of intravascular ultrasound guidance to optimize stent deployment in complex left main coronary artery percutaneous coronary intervention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.